Okay, today we're learning Daf Hey Amud Beis of Maseches Sotah. We've been learning all about the evils of Gaiva. So it says in Maram Yerushalmi Levi, Bo Rei Kama Gadol Nimucha Aruch Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look how important people who are lowly of spirit are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning people who are not Balei Gaiva. Shebishah Shebeis HaMikdash Kayem Adam Akrav Olah Schar Ola Biyada. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, if a person would bring Karban Olah, he'd get Schar for bringing Karban Olah. Mincha Schar Mincha Biyada. If he brought Karban Mincha, he'd get Schar for that. Avul Misha Daito Shvela Malo Lava Kaz. But a person who's an anav, it's as if he brought all the karbanos. Remember, zivchei elokim ruach nishbara. What is considered a great zevach to Hashem, a broken spirit. Velo od elashen tefilas in the masses. Not only that, if a person is an anav, his tefila will not be Hashem will not be disgusted by his tefila. Shenemar leiv nishbar v'nitka elokim lo sevaza. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to be mevaza someone who's already a leiv nishbar v'nitka. V'amrei b'shem levi. Call Hashom or Chosav. A person, Balamazeh, thinks about his ways in this world to think about how much am I going to lose by doing this mitzvah versus how much am I going to gain in Olam Haba? How much am I really going to gain from doing this Avera versus how much am I going to lose? So a person does that, Zoche V'roa, Yeshua Soshal Kadosh Baruch Hu, will be Zoche to see the salvation of Hashem. Shneamar, V'sam Derech Arenu, B'yesha Elokim. Al Tikre V'sam, Ela V'sham Derech, with a shin. That it sounds like not that you place, but that you measure, you assess. Kate said Mekanila. Okay, so now we go back to the discussion of the Mishnah. So first main point over here is that that a person who is an anav is as if he brought all of the karbanos, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu will always accept his tefilos. And that a person should always cheshvin out the schar of a mitzvah versus the schar, versus its loss, and the schar of an avera versus its loss. But now we go back to the Mishnah. Ketzad mekanila. So he said, how does a husband do kinua? He says to the woman in front of two edim, don't speak to this man. And then she goes and she has yichud with him. So she's still muteris to the husband, muteris to eat truma. But if she goes and talks to him, she's still muteris. But if she goes and has yichud with him and stays be yichud with him in the shir kedei toma, then she's going to become asura to her husband, and if she's married to a kohen, she's not allowed to eat his truma until she does the drinking of the me'amarim. So hagu v'kasha, isn't it a stira? Amrit amr l'b'fnei shayim al tidabri mishploni zeh alma dibur stirahu. First part of the Mishnah says that what the husband warns her is, don't be medaber with this man. So it sounds like medaber is code word for stira, for having yichud, v'hadar tani. But then it says, dibur ima wadayim mutar slbeisa mutar slachal b'truma. That if she is Dibra with him, she's still not Aser. Alma Dibra lo klumus. Makes it sound like Dibur is not Stira. Only Stira would Aser her. So why does it call it at the beginning of the Mishnah that the husband tells her not to be Midaber? So Rabbi Hachi Ka'amar. No, what the Tana means to say as follows. Al Tadabri Vidibra. If he says don't speak and she speaks. Al Tadabri Vinistra. If he says don't speak with this man and then she has Yichud with him. Or Al Tistari. If he says don't have yichud v'dibro imo, and she speaks with him. Adayin mutaris lebeis mutaris achol b'chuma. In any of those permutations, she's still mutar to her husband and allowed to eat chuma. Nichnasi imo lebeis haseser v'shasa kadei tuma. But if what happened was if after he does a real kinoy and he says don't be even nistar with him, don't have yichud with him, and then she goes and has yichud with him and stays with him be yichud the amount of time that it takes to have bia asur lebeis of asur lechol b'chuma. Then she's not going to be mutar to her husband. She's going to be asked to her husband, she's going to be asked to eat truma if her husband is a kohen. So, main point number one, even though we use the lashon of dibra in the Mishnah, what we really mean is that the husband has to warn her not to have yichud with the guy, and then when she has yichud, she becomes asura. Now, the Mishnah had said, im meis, if the husband was makani her and she had the stira, so they're asur to each other, but vim meis, if he dies before she drinks the meisota, chaletza. So you do chalitza, but you cannot do yibum. Amai to see Abnami Yibume, why can't you do Yibum? So I'm Rav Yosef, Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Viyatsami Beso, Vahalcha Vahaisa, Li Ish Acher. Acher is Lachar an extra word, and that's teaching us that she's allowed to marry with a get. It could have just said Vahalcha Vahaisa, Li Ish, if you want to teach us that when she gets a get, she can get remarried. Why does it say Acher? Li Ish Acher, Velo Yavam. She's allowed to marry someone else, but she's not allowed to marry the Yavam. The Yavam is not called an Acher, he's not called like an outsider. So what the pasuk is telling us is that if the husband suspects his wife of ervas davar, of cheating on him, he should write a get and divorce her, and then she can go and marry someone else. But whether it's a get or whether it's the husband that dies before he gives her a get, she's allowed to marry only an ish acher. She's not allowed to marry the yavam, because the marriage with the first guy is what causes that yibum, and that marriage is over. Well, then there should be no zika at all. She shouldn't even require a chalitza. Well, if the husband was around, you would have to do something to separate the marriage. You would need a get. So now that the husband is not around, we require chalitza. Another lashon that says Rav Yosef answers a little differently. The ista amri am Rav Yosef rachmana am Rav Yasim beis avaisal v'holcha v'haisal the ish acher to lo listere levesei. So she shouldn't destroy his house. Why is it that they don't do yibum? The whole reason he has to get rid of her is because she's destroying his house. Now you're going to have her do yibum and destroy the brother's house. So if that's the case, that whatever house she enters, she's going to destroy. She shouldn't be allowed to marry anybody. So she shouldn't ruin some other guy's house. Why is that only a din in the brother? So Rav Yosef said, are we making her marry this other guy? Marry her? He's choosing to marry her. That's not something that we're forcing in any which way. So because of that, since we're not forcing in any which way, that's why that's why she's allowed to marry someone else. But there's no way we're going to make it a mitzvah for the guy to do yibum on her. Let's try to get all the way to the Mishnah. V'ikad amri amar Rav Yosef hakosuf kra'u acher she'ein ben zugo shel rishon. The Torah calls him an acher because he's not like the first guy. Shezeh hotzi rishon mibeso v'zeh hichnes rishon l'toch beso. First guy got rid of the evil woman. The second guy is bringing in an evil woman. V'atam et siyami nami yibume, and you want to impose this evil woman on his brother? If that's the case, if she gets remarried to Mace and she belobanim and dies without any children, then she shouldn't need yibum from her second husband's brother, because after all, because the pasuk calls him an acher. So gabi dahai miha b'shem tov havekaima. Says Gemara, no, because the second husband's brother doesn't mind doing the yibum, because so long as she was married to the second husband, she had a shem tov. She never, as far as we know, never cheated on the husband. Another explanation why Sota doesn't do Yibum. So I think this is explanation number 3 why Sota doesn't do Yibum. Rava Amar Kalvachomer. Im Nesra Bamutarla Ba'asula Lokolshke. And if she even became Aser to her husband, who previously was Mutter to her, the Yavam, who previously was Aser to her, she should for sure be Aser to him. So a couple of things that are important to know. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana or a Grusha. A Kohen Hedyot is allowed to marry an Almana but not a Grusha. A Yisrael's wife that becomes Netanas is allowed to go back to her husband, but if she cheats on him, is not allowed to go back to her husband. An Ashes Kohen, even if she's Netanas, even if she was forced into Bia, is Aser to her husband. So Amle Abaye Elamayata, if we're going to Aser the Yavam because of this Kal V'chomer, Kohen Gadol Shekidish Es Almana, a Kohen Gadol is Mekadish an Almana, Umeis, and then he dies without children, V'yesh Lo Ach Kohen Hedyot, and he has a brother who's a Kohen Hedyot, is allowed to marry the Almana, Lo Tisyabim. You shouldn't be able to do Yibim based on this Kal V'chomer, because after all, Imnes Rabba Mutala, if she's not allowed to be with her husband who's the Kohen Gadol, but Asula, the Kohen Gadol's brother, Lo Kol Shkein, all the more so, should be Asur to her. So says Mar Nesra, is this Alman of Mutter to a Kohen Gadol and then become Asur to him? Hasir of Akaima, she was always Asur to him initially. So it's not a new Isra that was created. Mutterla, and you're going to call this Mutterla, the Kohen Gadol's Mutter to her? Asula who? He was Asur the whole time to her, so the whole Kal V'chomer falls apart. Rather, what we mean to ask on Rava is as follows: that Eishes Kohen Shenensa, the wife of a Kohen who gets Rachman al son, who gets raped, V'yeshlo Achalal, and that Kohen has a brother who is not a Kohen, who is a Chalal, was Nischalal from his Kohuna, Lotus Yavim, that woman shouldn't require an Yibum, because in Nasr B'Mutzvah, if by virtue of the rape she became Aser to her husband, who would normally be Mutter to her, but Aser
asula the yavam, who would normally be asur to her, lo kol shkein, she should be asur to him. So says Gemara, ones be Yisrael mishrashari v'gabi dahai leka isura, that when an Eishes Yisrael is raped, she's mutter. So the brother who's a chalal has a din of Yisrael, so there's no isur as far as he's concerned. So if she was married to him, she never would have become asur through that rape, and therefore you can't say this kal v'chomer that she should become asur to the yavam the same way she was asur to the to her original husband. So the main point over here is that the Gemara tries to figure out why not do yibum, meaning when a woman is accused of being a sota and the husband dies, why not do yibum? So the Gemara had, I think, three suggestions. That the first one was that the pasuk says l'ishacher, and we dash in l'ishacher v'lo liyavam, and then we said a second suggestion that that it doesn't make sense that she destroyed one house, and now you're going to force a yavam to bring her into his house. And others say that that the second guy is not the ben zug of the first guy, that the second guy is bringing a risha into his house, and the first guy was trying to get the risha out of his house. And then we had another suggestion that it was a kal v'chomer, that if she became usher to her husband, who was always mutter to her, so of course she's going to be usher to the yavam, who was always usher to her. So we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up in Dav Vav Amar Aleph at the Mishnah.